We're in a, I'm going to call this a field base camp, okay? It's not, there's no barbed wire, there's no concertina wire. It's just whatever piece of property you're sitting on, that's yours.
Yes.
So when mortars are coming in rockets and someone gets hit, so that all plays in your psyche. Well, when you get home and the adrenaline is down and you start thinking back, the smell of diesel oil or a helicopter flying over sets you off. And it takes many years of counseling.
So you went to counseling.
I have many through the VA. And even when we were married, my marriage was starting to take a hit. You get sluggish, you get lazy, you get quiet. You don't want to talk. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to be around people. So the wife and I decided to do counseling on our own. And we found out that through a couple counselors, it's PTSD, shell shock, combat fatigue, whatever you want to call it. And so after several counseling, then with the VA, you got to go through 12 weeks of counseling, and then they determine what medication you're going to be on. So I am on a PTSD medicine for a year, and then I go back to counseling again to see how I'm doing. So now I don't have to do that. They've kind of stabilized me over the years, but I don't do fireworks anymore. If I know they're coming, it's fine, but I don't go out and watch them. I don't.
So what you're telling me is you took responsibility for your life. You saw what was happening. You sought counseling. You and your wife sought counseling. And basically, nobody who knows you today would believe this, but you're a normal human being.
Yeah.
There is good life at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
But only if you'll work it, take charge of it, and make it happen.
Yep. You have to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. I know some people aren't going to like to hear that, but, you know, you are responsible for you.
Bingo.
And so the world doesn't owe you anything. You did your thing, and animosity towards Vietnam veterans is still prevalent, but you have to take care of you.
Well said, brother. Thank you, Jimmy, for sharing that. Thanks for taking time to join us. Thank you for your service to our nation. I appreciate you.
Well, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights, about 100 pounds, and do a couple of dozen bench presses. Let's build those biceps and triceps, then stand at ease. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Our Democratic friends have spoken a lot recently about wanting bipartisan solutions. Passing this legislation will provide the opportunity.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking about a bill that would completely repeal Obamacare, with McConnell saying it gives all parties a chance to start over in creating health care for all Americans. McConnell noted the number of Republicans who voted for repeal when the same bill was brought up in 2015.
A majority of the Senate voted to pass the same repeal legislation back in 2015. President Obama vetoed it then. President Trump will sign it now.
President Trump is spending the week touting Made in America. He spoke of the importance of buying American goods.
When we purchase products made in the USA, the profits stay here, the revenue stays here, and the jobs, maybe most importantly of all, they stay right here in the USA.
USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
The State Department expanding the number of people who can come into the United States under President Trump's travel restrictions. Chris Barnes has more.
The State Department now says grandparents and other close relatives of people from countries on President Trump's travel ban list can get visas to come to the United States. The new guidelines also include grandchildren, uncles, aunts, and some in-laws. Those family members were initially excluded from a list of close relatives exempt from the ban. That list was made after the Supreme Court reinstated parts of it, but said people who have close relatives in the U.S. should be allowed to apply for visas. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration imposing new economic sanctions on Iran. The Treasury Department targeting more than a dozen individuals and entities for supporting, quote, illicit Iranian actors or transactional criminal activity, unquote. Those being targeted have alleged ties to Iran's military and the Revolutionary Guard Corps. A statement from the State Department says Iran continues to promote regional instability in the Middle East. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The Walt Disney Company, which owns the Muppets, is releasing a vague reason why they got rid of the voice of Kermit.
In a statement released Monday, the Muppet Studios said that they raised their concerns to voice actor Steve Whitmire over the years about his business conduct, but nothing changed. Whitmire revealed on Monday on a personal blog post that he was fired back in October for what he believes was clashing with Disney over its handling of Kermit. Whitmire voiced the character since 1990, when creator and original voice Jim Henson died. The Muppet Studio is a division of the Walt Disney Company.
Satanists are getting their way and having a monument put in a Minnesota park. Here's Chris Barnes.
The so-called Bowl of Wisdom is expected to be placed in an area of Veterans Memorial Park in Belle Plaine, Minnesota, an area of the park that's designated as a free speech zone. The area is open to monuments affiliated with any religion or belief system as long as the monument honors veterans. Hundreds of Christians gathering a couple of days ago to protest the monument, with many saying Satan has no rights. I'm Chris Barnes.
A Minnesota man now says it was his fault and not the autopilot system in his Tesla after he crashed over the weekend. David Clark claims he was driving Saturday night on a country road not far from the city of Wilmer when he lost control of his luxury electric vehicle. He told the Star Tribune yesterday he's trying to get police to change its account that said when he engaged the autopilot feature, the vehicle suddenly accelerated. He admits he hit the accelerator. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Honorton County.
Honorton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Frontlines of Freedom. Troops, if you want to learn more about the wonderful things the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact does for our troops and others with traumatic brain injury, maybe somebody you know, will check EisenhowerCenter.com. Okay, team, let's open the mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send your thoughts to me at Denny@FrontlinesOfFreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first comment?
Sam from North Dakota wrote that you interviewed a female Army major who was a pilot and flew gunship helicopters. In your opinion, Colonel, is this an appropriate role for a woman?
Sam, yes. When I began my active duty tour over 50 years ago, women could not fly combat missions. It's very clear that gender plays no role in the strength and skills needed to fly aircraft. You may have noticed in the news at the beginning of the show that a female Marine major also flew gunships and has just been picked for astronaut training. Yeah, gender has nothing to do with the ability to fly an airplane.
Mary wrote that you occasionally mentioned that you have a son. Did he serve in the military?
No, Mary. My son considered military service but followed the family tradition. I'm the odd one in my family. A significant number of my family are cops, and my son is a police officer. I'm mighty proud of him. I like to say that police are not our brothers in arms, but they are our first cousins in valor. Every day they go out and put their lives on the line to protect people they don't even know. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about my first ever visit to the great state of Michigan 50 years ago this month. I was a rifle company commander in the 101st Airborne Division. We had a new battalion commander who had been my company tactical officer at West Point, Lieutenant Colonel Richard Tallman. I got a call at home about 4 a.m. telling me that we had an alert and to get into the company fast. I was sure that this was our new boss having a surprise readiness test to see how fast we could assemble. I made a mental note to chew out the sergeant for saying alert, which meant a response to a real emergency, instead of saying readiness test, which is what I was sure this was. And it was an alert. In the early morning of July 23, 1967, one of the worst riots in U.S. history broke out in the heart of Detroit's predominantly African-American inner city. Michigan Governor Romney tried for a day to control things. Then he asked the president for help, and in we went. While in Detroit, I never saw an angry person. My unit was located in a residential area near the rioting, and the locals were really glad we were in their neighborhood. There was only one house fire in my area. A lady overloaded a wall socket. However, some of my troops rode shotgun on fire trucks, and they got sniped at regularly. It was all over in about 4 days. 43 people were dead, 342 injured, and nearly 1,400 buildings had been burned. Well, when I got assigned to Grand Rapids, Michigan in 1984, I was a bit nervous. Then I found out that all of Michigan is not like Detroit was then. My wife and I fell in love with West Michigan, and I retired from other Army so we could stay here, and stay here we did.
You know, Colonel, I recall that riot because I experienced that with you from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I was 9 years old watching Popeye and the Three Stooges, but I would watch that on the news, and it was scary for a nine-year-old kid to watch riots like that, people dying, things burning down. You know, I'm as a nine-year-old, I'm wondering, gosh, is this, you know, at a theater coming near you, you know? I just wondered about that.
Yeah, or even to your neighborhood.
Well, I'm glad you were able to squelch it, Colonel.
Well, I'd love to take credit for it, but maybe it wasn't all me. Okay, now it's time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
17 July 1776, the Continental Congress learned of General George Washington's refusal to accept a dispatch from British General William Howe and his brother, Admiral Richard Viscount Howe, opening peace negotiations because it failed to use the title General. In response, Congress proclaimed that the Commander-in-Chief acted with a dignity becoming his station and directed all American commanders to receive only letters addressed to them in the characters they respectively sustain.
You know, that does make sense. We were trying to show the British that we were an independent nation. We weren't their subordinates. They couldn't treat us like peons. And while we would sure like to have had peace in 1776, it wasn't going to be work out unless we were treated as equals.
Yeah, and you don't want to go into any type of peace negotiations, you know, as a subordinate. They have to take you seriously.
Absolutely. So,
General, I think he did the right thing.
He done good. Then on 19 July 1779, Massachusetts, without consulting other continental political or military authorities, launched a 4,000-man naval expedition commanded by Commodore Dudley Stoughtonstall, Adjutant General Peleg Wadsworth, Brigadier General Solomon Lovell, and Lieutenant Colonel Paul Revere. The expedition consisted of 19 warships, 24 transport ships, and over 1,000 militia. Their objective was to capture a 750-man British garrison at Castine on the Penobscot Peninsula in what would later become Maine. The expedition arrived on July 25th and proceeded to launch a series of inconclusive land attacks, leaving Patriot naval forces underutilized and allowing the British plenty of time to send reinforcements. The land commander, Brigadier General Lovell, began to retreat at the arrival of Sir George Culver's 7 British warships, expecting Stoughtonstall to engage them in naval battle. Stoughtonstall, however, did not fight for long. The naval engagement concluded in a total disaster on August 14th when Stoughtonstall surprised both Patriot and British commanders by fleeing upriver and burning his own ships. The Patriots lost over 470 men as well as numerous ships that were burned during the retreat. The British achieved their victory at a cost of only 13 men. Stoughtonstall and Paul Revere later faced court-martial because of the fiasco. Stoughtonstall lost his commission, but Revere won acquittal. By contrast, Peleg Wadsworth, who served as Revere's second-in-command, won acclaim for his performance in the engagement. He organized the retreat, which was the only well-executed aspect of the mission. The failed expedition was considered the worst naval disaster in American military history until the surprise Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, more than 160 years later.
Certainly not something I would want to go down in the record books for.
No, you know, it was during the Revolutionary War, and theoretically all the different states were independent. We sort of were working together, but they were sort of independent. So I guess they technically had the authority, but why would you do that when you're fighting the most powerful nation in the world?
Yeah. Yeah, the differential between training, like officer training, was just, yeah. I mean, Paul Revere, he was a silversmith. He didn't have any real military, formal military training at all, but that's what we had to draw from.
And despite all that, we won the war.
We kicked their butts.
And that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. Lead out, my friend.
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, when a suspect pulled out a note demanding money, the store manager pulled out a gun. The manager of the Belmont Market in Dayton, Ohio, held the alleged robber at gunpoint till the police arrived and arrested the man. He later told a news reporter that he was glad he didn't have to shoot. Quote, "The people who come in here are excellent, so we don't want to see anything happening in our neighborhood," said the manager.
Thanks, Colonel. Convenience stores are one of the most dangerous places to work. That's why police often refer to them as stop and robs. In many armed robbery attempts, you simply want to comply with a robber. But in this case, it became obvious to the store clerk that the robber was unarmed. Here's the story in the clerk's own words. "It's a Kodak moment, let's put it that way, when you pull a gun on somebody when they're robbing you," said Hassan Khan, manager of the Belmont Market. Surveillance video obtained by Fox 45 shows the suspect entered the store covered in a dark hoodie and glasses. "He passed me the note. It's really bad handwriting, so I can't make it out," Khan said. "I asked him, what does it say? He said, give me whatever you've got in the register before anyone gets hurt. So I said, okay, show me your gun," Khan said. He's like, "No, you don't want to get hurt." So I go to the side, I had my weapon, I pulled it out, and I said, "If you don't show me, then I have something I can show you." At that point, I realized he doesn't have anything. He's just bluffing. This story is a bit comical, but only because no one got hurt and the bad guy went to jail. It's important to note that most times the robber is indeed armed and shows the gun right away. It's easy to armchair quarterback the store clerk, but he was there, could see the look on the robber's face, and judge by subjective means that we cannot. Bottom line is this: he trusted his gut instincts, and his gut was right. The robber was unarmed and was carted off to jail, where he'll have plenty of time to write as many notes as he likes, or perhaps even a novel or two. What do you think, Colonel?
I think he'll work on his handwriting.
Yeah, I agree.
Our book giveaway this week is James Kelly Morningstar's Patton's Way, A Radical Theory of War. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com, and put Patton's War in the subject line. The Frontlines of Freedom show next week will be the 500th edition of Frontlines of Freedom. We'll have some interesting extras scattered throughout the show. We're going to challenge you to find them. I don't think it'll be too hard. We'll also discuss the politically incorrect book on the American Revolution. Dave Daugherty will tell you true things your school teacher probably didn't know, or at least didn't teach. We'll also talk with the Lady AmVets about the great work that they do. And then we're going to meet AmVets push-up man, former National Commander Jim Pigeon, who's been doing 22 push-ups a day for a long time to bring the focus on veteran suicides. We'll also discuss the movie Dunkirk. Troops, if you or a vet you know need any help finding a job, there's real help available. Go to the AmVets Career Center. Find it at amvets.org.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you or your friends at Guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Frontlines of Freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you will not get anywhere else on the Frontlines of Freedom. Dismissed.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Our Democratic friends have spoken a lot recently about wanting bipartisan solutions. Passing this legislation will provide the opportunity.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell talking about a bill that would completely repeal Obamacare, with McConnell saying it gives all parties a chance to start over in creating health care for all Americans. McConnell noted the number of Republicans who voted for repeal when the same bill was brought up in 2015.
A majority of the Senate voted to pass the same repeal legislation back in 2015. President Obama vetoed it then. President Trump will sign it now.
President Trump is spending the week touting Made in America. He spoke of the importance of buying American goods.
When we purchase products made in the USA, the profits stay here, the revenue stays here, and the jobs, maybe most importantly of all, they stay right here in the USA.
USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
The State Department expanding the number of people who can come into the United States under President Trump's